you for a deliverance. I thank you for a peace. I thank you for a joy that is unspeakable and full of glory. I thank you, Lord, that you're giving me favor, that you opened up the doors that was closed in my face. I thank you for a miracle. I thank you for a ministry. I thank you for a word. Y'all not listening this morning. You need to thank God in your prayer time. Stop asking God to have pity on you. He's already done that. He's already had mercy on you. I don't need God to have pity on me. I want him to just have mercy on me and then give me his grace, because by the grace of the Lord, I can make it. Oh, come on and say amen. I'm reminded of that old song that said, by the grace of the Lord, I come a long way. If it had not been for the grace.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. The gospel is on your radio. Call a friend. Tell somebody. 88.1.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I...
Well, let's give the Lord a hand of praise for the first Lord's Supper experience. Get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, in the wonderful name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we thank you now for the privilege of hearing your word. Let the Holy Ghost take the text that we're teaching. Unfold the truth, illuminate it that we might understand, then practice it, profit from it, and give you praise. We ask it all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In the book of St. John, chapter 21, I want to begin at verse 14. St. John 21, beginning at verse 14. The word of the Lord says, this is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, feed my lambs. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. For just a little while this morning, we'll speak from the subject, do you really love me? do you really love me? You will note again, the record is that this is the third time Jesus shows himself to the disciples after the resurrection. It was a miraculous event that had just taken place in the night watches, if you will. Jesus calls out to them who had been fishing, had returned back to fishing between his death and resurrection, and they didn't catch anything. And then Jesus calls out to them, and he causes them to miraculously catch a great, great net of fish. And they come back to the seashore. Jesus is there. Fish is already on the grill. And he serves them up. And the Bible says, verse 15, so when they had dined, kind of just go through and just get right to the point. Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, he personalized this and specifically asks Simon Peter this question because he is the leader. And he went back fishing, and others who had previously been fishermen as a profession went back with him. And so he again aligns this question with Peter and his role as leader of the group. And he says, Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? Now, the first thing that I want you to note is the emphasis on love. Because one of the things that Jesus is trying to get to and helps all of us to understand is the power of the arena of affections. Emphasis on love is so important. God, all through his word, places emphasis on his love for his people in spite of the way that they've acted. God has done some wonderful things for us, not because we deserve it, but because he loves us. And it's that love that has not been blinded, but chose to look beyond, look around, look under, look through, and even at looking at, decided to love anyhow. That's real love. It's not some fictitious love. It's not some kind of embellished love. It's real love that God has for his people. But by the same token, God wants the love from his people to be real for him. And so if he is love and we're born of God, then love should be a part of our makeup. And so when God deals with the question, even in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament, it all has to do with understanding God wants us to want him. God wants us to love him because we've chosen to love him and not simply because we are commanded to love him. You see, one of the things about doing what you love is nobody's got to make you do it. When your affections are connected to your activity, you'll do it for love's sake. And many times it's without reason, it's without rhyme, it's without logic. It's just because you love it. And so one of the things that Jesus is tapping into is Simon Peter's affection. Look again, let's look at this emphasis on love. Again, verse 15 says, so when they dined, when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou who?
Me.
He's emphasizing love, but directing it to him personally, specifically. Do you love me? See, I've said before, as pastor, it's one thing to love to preach. It's another thing to love those to whom you preach. And see, the message is always different. Well, let me not say the message, but the method is always different when you love to preach versus loving those to whom you preach. Because when you love to preach, you're preaching for the sake of preaching.
But when you love those to whom you're preaching, you're preaching then with a understanding and with a method to reach them, to help them understand, so that they can not only know the principle but practice the principle, so that they can profit from the principle, so that they would be elevated to the place that God would have them be. So when you're preaching to people you love, you want to see them grow, you want to see them do better, you want to see them change, you want to see them come into the fullness of what God has for them and for that God has made them to be. And that is the difference. Your heart breaks. Your heart is saddened when you see them come in and hear and turn deaf ears and go back out and live a defeated life during the week, rather than coming back the next week with a praise on their lips and hands lifted up to God, because they have walked through the word and been victorious through the issues that the enemy has presented to them that week. And so when you see them, you can grow, see their growth and their development, and it makes you feel good, and then you can shout together. Yes. You see, whenever I go to churches and I preach and minister the word there, I can always tell the relationship between the pastor and the pew by the way the people respond to the word. Yes. You know why preachers like to come and preach at Greater King David? Because the people of Greater King David know the word, and it ain't a hard church to preach to if you're going to preach. Somebody didn't catch that. Now, if you ain't preaching the word, you might have an issue here, because we don't just say amen and just say, well, and, you know, all the other things that happen. So if nothing else, there is a consciousness that what you're saying ought to come out the book. And so he says, do you love me? But now, not only is there an emphasis on love, but I want you to see there's an earnestness of love. Because while the emphasis had to do with the affection, the earnestness has to do with the authenticity. Is it really authentic? Do you really mean it? Are you really sincere? Now look at what he says. He says, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Now here is the earnest part now. More than these? Now when he says more than these, was he pointing to the fish? You say no, were you there? They had just come back from fishing. And they hadn't caught anything till he miraculously caused them to catch the fish. Simon left doing what he was doing when Jesus died, and returned back to what he was doing before he met him. And so he could have literally been saying, do you love me more than the fish you went back to? You see, what you don't understand is what you really love when you no longer are under mandate to do something else, return back to what you love. Y'all missing it. Y'all not getting it. So he could have been saying, do you love me more than these fish? It was the same Peter who said, Lord, though all the rest of these brothers turn their back on you, though the rest of them quit and don't follow you and go through with you, you can count on Peter. I will be there with you through thick and thin. And when things got thick, he thinned out. But he was the one who declared he would be there. So could it be Jesus turned and said, do you love me more than these? More than these other disciples? Because you did declare that you love me more than them before. Is that true? Do you love me more than these? Maybe when he looked, and whatever the perhaps focus may have been, it was clear between Jesus and Peter what the these were. I said it was clear between Jesus and Peter what the these were. Let me make it more personal. If the Lord today were standing before you and asked you, do you love me more than these? What would your these be? Would it be your children? Would it be your, you know, property, your monies, your job, your, you know, hobbies, your love, your this, that? What would that be? Here's what is clear. You know what the these would be. Do you love me more than these? So he wanted an authentic answer. He wanted him to be clear about it. He wanted him to be sure about it. He wanted him to be sincere about it. Lovest thou more than these? More than these. I'm not saying you can't love your family. I'm not saying you can't love your hobbies. I'm not saying you can't love your this and that and the other. But I'm asking you, do you love me more than these? Because here's what you don't understand. Whatever you love more is going to get more of your attention, more of your affection, and more of your time, and more of your talent, and more of your treasure. I want to know, do you love me more than these? So when he talks about here now, the earnestness of his love, he moves to the last part that is most important, not only to Simon Peter, but to every one of us here. Yes. Notice what the last portion deals with. He said unto him, yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. And he said unto him, this is Jesus now, three words, feed my lamb. And this has to do with the evidence of love. You see, you can have the emphasis of love where Jesus said, I really want to know because it's really about me. It's not really about the sheep. It's not really about the other disciples. It's really not about the fish. It's really about me. Because if you really love me, then you'll take care of mine. Yes, sir. Listen at this. Jesus knew he was getting ready to go back to the Father, leave planet Earth. He who had taken care and fed the lambs and the sheep needed another shepherd, an under-shepherd, a local shepherd who could take over doing what he had done. And so it was important for Jesus to make Peter understand the commitment that was necessary, brought about through and by love. 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 Lovest thou me? That's the emphasis. But the earnestness is more than these. Well, then here we're going to need some evidence. Feed my lambs. See, because talk is... Uh-huh. Y'all done heard, obviously, some cheap talk. Talk is cheap. Talk is the dream, but the reality is it never comes to life unless you wake up and do it. How many of you have had some wonderful dreams that have never come true? Come on, you scared to raise your hand. I might have had one last night. See, but as long as you sleep, the dream is good, but the reality is the dream will never come to fruition until you do what? Wake up and begin to put the dream into action. Same thing with a vision. It's wonderful in the faith realm, but it never finalizes and materializes and comes to fruition until you begin to make it happen with action. So the emphasis had to do with the affections. The earnestness had to do, again, with him understanding the authenticity, making sure it was sincere and real. But here, the evidence has to do with action. See, you can hear, I love you, I love you, I love you, till you fall out. But if it ain't nothing to back up that love, it becomes empty words. Matter of fact, you'd rather not hear them. Anybody ever heard, I love you so much, and nothing behind it till you like, I don't hear that. Or if you do hear, you're like, do you really love me? Because there ought to be some actions Show me, is what Jesus is saying. Because I want you to see something right quick, because he's sincere about this. Verse 16, he said unto him again the second time. Look at verse 17. He said unto him the third time. Jesus was sincere about and very serious about understanding, or rather having Peter to understand how serious this love had to be. Do you really love me? Because it's time for you to put your words into action. See, when Peter said that, Peter didn't realize that feeding the lambs and feeding the sheep wasn't going to be as easy as he thought it was. And I want to tell somebody here today that real love can conquer and control and deal with more than anything possible in any other realm. So when other things causes other things to fall and to fail, love causes things to succeed even in a situation that seems to be undoable, that seems to be impossible. Love is the power and the force that creates power, that creates strength, that creates ability. Love is that power and force that creates stamina. Love is that power and force that creates the will to get up when you're knocked down and get back at it again. Love is that power and force and creative that said when you got ready to throw your hands up, instead of throwing them up in defeat, you threw them up in praise and said, Lord, I thank you for the power. I thank you for the strength. I thank you for the ability to overcome and to do what you've called me to do and given me the ability. Love is that power and that force and that creates the strength to help you become successful. Peter could not have done it outside of not truly being in love with Jesus. The Holy Ghost simply came and empowered him to do out of that affection and out of that authenticity and out of the actions that he and only he would be able to do with the Holy Ghost's power to feed the lambs and the precious sheep of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he knew the mentality of the sheep. And that would be days that Peter would be like, oh, you don't want to eat? That's you. You ain't got to eat it. But then Jesus, he would hear his word saying, if you love me, feed my lambs. And then he'd go get that little wayward lamb and pick that lamb up. And you know, they had to nurse lambs sometime because they would become so weak sometime and so sickly that they didn't even eat or didn't even know how to or didn't even want to. And that under shepherd would have to go to the point of force feeding them. See, that's when you know they need something and they don't want it. But it's your responsibility to nurse them to health and to share. He says, you got to love me that much where you'll go the extra mile. When you see them hurting and everybody else is shouting, but that one is crying. And I show that to you, it's because I want you to do something about that. And then he progresses to the sheep. And then the sheep again. And it's a progressive level, moving from the babes to the mature to the greatly matured. Or to the oldest or elders. And so he's saying, if you love me, you're going to have to pick up where I left off and do in my stead what I would have done if I were there. Handle them with love and treat them the way that I would treat them. Yes, encourage them when they need encouragement, but correct them when they need correcting. Lift them up when they fall down, but hey, pull them down when they get too high. Nurture them and minister to them and give them what's necessary so that they will be able to be the most productive and the most well-nourished sheep, because I would do that if I were here. And so since I'm not, I want to know, do you really love me? And so do you, my brother, my sister. Jesus was not only asking that question to Simon Peter, but for just a minute, put yourself in Simon's place. And here in your sanctified hearing, Jesus asking you this morning, do you really love me more than these? And you fill in with the these blank ears in your life. And then the Lord tells you, put your money where your mouth is. Put your action where your words are. If you back up to John 14, let's go there for just a minute. Verse 15. John 14 and 15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Do you really love me? Because if you really love me, here is what you got to do. The word is, the record is, keep. Somebody say keep.
Keep.
He says keep, that means continue. Keep, that means an ongoing process. Keep, that means don't stop. And when you realize Jesus is saying, if you love me today, then keep my commandments today. Because you can love today and not tomorrow. And here's Jesus saying, I'll know if you love me tomorrow if you keep my commandments. So here's where he's able to discern and tell the difference, and you are too, whether or not you love him today and you love him tomorrow and you love him next month and love him next year, by keeping his commandments. So look at this. When he asks Peter, really, do you really love me? Feed my lambs and then feed my sheep and feed my sheep. Every time that Peter would get to the point where he backed out on obeying or keeping the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ, the question will come back in his mind, do you really love me? Because if you really love me, you're going to do what? Keep my commandments. And his commandment to Peter was to feed my lambs and feed my sheep. And no matter what he did and what he didn't do, if he didn't do this, Jesus was saying, you don't love me. Our time is far spent, but I want you to just focus on for just a moment when you get ready to leave and when you go into your personal time of study, just really focus on the word feed my lamb, my sheep. The sheep part, again, represent the sheep or the people of God, but the word feed is what I want you to get, because with this one word entails so much in so many different arenas that it actually goes far beyond just food.
That's right.
And so this job, this responsibility was great, and the only way that this great responsibility could be fulfilled is if he had great love.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
My brothers and sisters, before we leave today, the Lord Jesus wants to really know, do you really love him? Give the Lord a hand of praise for his word. The doors of the church are open. Wherever you are, spiritually wherever you are, the Lord wants to know, do you really love him? It's personal. It's personal. He wants you to answer that question for yourself. He wants you to declare your love for him yourself. Because along with that love comes responsibility, accountability. He wants to know, where are your true affections? Is it in these other things in the world? He wants to know whether or not you're authentic, you're genuine with your love. God bless you. God bless you, brother. One from the overflow. Glory to God. God bless you, sister. One from the rear of the sanctuary. Hallelujah. It's a personal question, because the end result is, the evidence is going to be in your actions. What are you going to do to show him? Because real love shows and not just says. Real love does and not just speaks. The evidence is in the action. Show me you love me by your doings, by your action. Is there another today? This is our last appeal. Our time is past. Give the Lord a hand of praise, sister. Come and share with us, sister.
For my way, you're the...
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD.